Proclamation number 4784 of 20th of November, 1949. Right workers in the Lord's vineyard. I entrust my messengers with a mission which they can certainly fulfill if they want to. So that the will can become action, I myself guide them into opportunities where they become aware of their mission and work for me. But the will is free. They are not forced by me to be active for me, but of their own accord they have to speak as their mission demands. Therefore they have to be eagerly committed to a cause. Their hearts have to be filled with what they want to convey to their fellow human beings. And therefore I can only use workers who are very devoted to me, so that they desire to hear words of love from me, and my word is to fill them, since they have to communicate themselves to everyone who gets in their way, otherwise they would not be able to testify to me vividly enough and then their speech would remain ineffective. I demand much and yet not much from those whom I call my servants on earth. They must sacrifice everything to me and yet not give up much once they have recognized the worthlessness of earthly goods and pleasures. But half measures are not enough for me, and anyone who is not fully committed to the matter is also incapable of fulfilling the mission I assign to him as his task in life. Yet love is the strength which enables him to do so. Love for me and for his fellow human being makes him able to work as a laborer in my vineyard. Love for me earns him my word. Love for his fellow human being impels him to spread my word. And thus many could certainly make themselves available to me for this mission, yet those who have love lack faith in my direct activity and therefore cannot receive my word through the inner voice. They can certainly also be active and spread my word in the will to serve me, as it was conveyed to them from outside. Yet they must become enlightened in their spirit through eager activity of love in order to recognize what is in truth my word and what is human additional work. Then they, too, will be my messengers, my servants on earth, who are active in the redemption of erring souls. Then I will bless them and all who are active in my name for me and my kingdom. Yet everyone should strive to establish the connection with me in order to be able to hear me myself in the word, because then they will receive the truth in a form which enables them to teach, and thereby they can serve me as it is my will. Amen.